Well, our warming trend is underway, and with it will come a little bit of humidity. A couple of spots of sprinkles or very light showers, especially near the coast early this morning, will not be around long, and will break out into sunshine, and temperatures will jump to near 80 degrees this afternoon. We ought to be in the low 70s this time of year, which is about where we were yesterday. So yesterday was a very average yet beautiful late November day. Today, we go back above average like we've been for so much of this month and much of this season, and those temperatures closing in on 80 degrees with a good deal of sunshine in the end. It will make for good travel weather, though, across the area, whether you're headed south on I-95 and then maybe cutting across on I-4, you're just fine. Warm temperatures, sunshine. If you're headed west on Interstate 10, you will run the risk for some showers and perhaps a thunderstorm once you get to Pensacola and points west. And then headed north on I-75 or north on I-95, you eventually run into rain. On I-75, perhaps as early as Atlanta, especially this afternoon into this evening. On I-95, you'll have to get quite a bit further north, closer to our nation's capital, before running into rain. One thing to watch out for early on, especially, will be some fog and then redevelopment of fog tonight into early tomorrow morning. Within a short distance of Jacksonville, driving looks to be excellent today, the weather conditions for driving anyway. And then we're on to the near-record high temperatures for the next several days as temperatures soar to between 80 and 85 for Thanksgiving Day under partly sunny skies. The record is 84. Set back in 1946. We're going to get darn close. Friday, likewise, near record heat. The record is 83, set back in 1973. And the weekend will be unseasonably warm. So if your next few days, you've got the Thanksgiving Day festivities, of course, tomorrow, at least to some degree. Of course, everything trimmed back right now in this year with COVID. But in any case, on Friday, Black Friday, shoppers, you're just looking at a warm day, maybe that isolated brief shower or two like tomorrow, but would be very hit and miss. Best chance closer to the Florida-Georgia border, so parts of northern Baker, parts of Nassau County perhaps in particular. Otherwise, it's warm temperatures. The beaches, by the way, will be absolutely beautiful as well over the next few days. Snap a picture and send them to your northern friends and make them a little jealous, right? And your weekend will be very warm. Saturday is really the pick day of the weekend. Partly sunny skies, a widely scattered shower or two, but into the low 80s. Long parts of the weekend dry if you have plans to maybe do some holiday decorating. Saturday is your day, although you'll be sweating it out a little bit. But hey, you can wear shorts and a t-shirt. And like I said before, send a picture to your friends up north that are toughing it out in much different weather conditions. And then on Sunday, we have an approaching major weather system. We've been talking about this for the last several days. The fact that next week would be much more active the way it looks, the first week of December and the very end of November, and that seems to be coming to fruition. The devil's in the details, as is typically the case, but it's looking like a major storm system will be moving across the southeastern U.S. Sunday into Monday. So travel on the back end of the Thanksgiving weekend is a little tougher, although it still does not look to be cold. So we're looking at liquid, not ice and snow. Even to the north of Jacksonville, we get into the Appalachians, it still looks like liquid. Now, by Monday and Tuesday, that's a different story. But through Sunday, it would be mainly rain. And some of that will include Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. The exact timing is still tough to pin down, but it looks like by late Sunday into Sunday night, quite a few showers and thunderstorms develop across the area. There's at least some risk for strong storms, so we'll keep you up to date round the clock and through the weekend. But that's something to consider. And if you're traveling a potentially significant severe weather outbreak for parts of the Florida Panhandle, Georgia, and the Carolinas. So that back end of the travel weekend is something to keep an eye on. Otherwise, we're looking at warm temperatures into Sunday here at home. So for the Jags game, that's a Sunday afternoon kickoff, and we're looking at partly cloudy skies. It'll be breezy and warm. It's a southerly wind, so blowing toward the northern end of the end zone, end of the field and the goalposts there. You're looking at temperatures at least 80 degrees for the game, maybe into the low 80s if we can muster enough sunshine. And then there will be that risk for a shower or a thunderstorm, especially in the second half, and then particularly after the game. But it's going to be close on that one. So a weather situation to keep an eye on there late in the weekend. And then here's the big news in your first alert. The potential for frost by Tuesday morning. That's right. We're going to go from record high temperatures over the next few days to perhaps the first widespread frost of the season, inland anyway, by early Tuesday morning. So what a change on the way. Don't tell us you didn't know it was coming. We were giving you the first alert. And then there's potentially yet, by the way, another storm system of significance later next week. So much more active weather pattern and much more up and down, and even a true taste of winter the way it looks as we head toward December 1st on Tuesday and the end of the hurricane season on Monday, November 30th. Speaking of the tropics, still tracking an area of low pressure over the central Atlantic that could try to take on some subtropical characteristics. And if it does, it would get named, but, and Kappa is the next name on the Greek alphabet list, by the way, but it would have no impact on the U.S., no impact on any land areas the way it looks. The very active, stormier weather pattern that's evolving over the next week would ensure that any tropical system would, especially to the east of the U.S., where if it were to originate there, which is what is the case in this one, would stay well east of our coastline. So that's some good news there. I'll be tweeting out, have been tweeting out some end-of-the-season images and graphics, and I'll be, of course, typing up a detailed Talking the Tropics with Mike season ender as we go through the next few days. You can check it out at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe day. If you're going to travel, do so safely and get to your destination all in good shape, packing your patience as it's going to be a little bit busier than it's been in recent months, and, of course, still considering social distancing. Have a great and safe and happy Thanksgiving and weekend as we head through the next few days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.